All right, praise the Lord. Let's all repeat after me. Confess your sins if you don't have any, if not, repeat after me, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of
I'm
Jesus,
not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of
thank
Jesus,
you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing
of
me
all unrighteousness.
of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1 9.
According to 1 John 1 9. Okay, we're going to go to our worship.
Praise God. Praise God. Yes, Lord, let the weight of your glory fall upon us right now in Jesus' name. But Paul Wilbur was a perfect way to kick off Rosh Hashanah. So happy New Year, everybody. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Now, Pastor Karen, I've often been blessed. In fact, I think we've always been blessed on Rosh Hashanah. We didn't even realize it, but we notice every September, early October, good things started happening to us. And one day we were talking about how good it was, and the news media came on and says, "Today is Rosh Hashanah." I said, we went and looked up, and it seemed like every time that's when it lined up. So we're really excited about this. That it's a great time, and it's new beginnings. The new year, it's on the Jewish calendar, of course, but it's under the new year, and we're just looking for a great new season as we're doing so much here to get ready for the coming challenging times. But this is our quarter. They were praying for prosperity for everybody, for financial breakthroughs. And what a better time than for Rosh Hashanah for the wealth transfer to start really coming into everybody's hands. I think you'd all agree with that. At least most of you would, in Jesus' name. Okay.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, before we get started, let's remind ourselves of who we are in Christ Jesus as we constantly have this vision before us, and that we know that we know that we know that we know that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors in Him. And the power of God that's within us, the godly power, his dunamis, dynamite, resurrection, lightning power is inside of us. And it's amazing to me when Pastor James told us that one of these teeny tiny lightning bolts here, not talking about this big one in the center, this teeny tiny one here can power up the entire state of New York. And then when you look at how great then this power would be generating, God's greater inside of you and me is even greater than that. And so let's just all affirm together, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
God has not given me the spirit of fear
God has not given me a spirit of fear
because I am fearless
because I am fearless,
and full of God's kind of faith
full of God's kind of faith,
and full of God's kind of power,
full of God's kind of power,
his dunamis,
his dunamis,
dynamite,
dynamite,
resurrection,
resurrection,
lightning power
lightning power
inside of me
inside of me.
eradicates all sickness,
Eradicates all
all
sickness,
diseases.
all
The
diseases.
power of God
The power of God
heals me,
heals me,
restores me,
restores me,
rejuvenates me,
rejuvenates
and
me,
replaces
and replaces
anything that I need.
anything that I need.
And God's perfect love
And God's perfect love
that's inside of me
is inside of me,
casts out all fear,
casts out all fear,
all nervousness,
all
all
nervousness,
anxiety,
all anxiety,
all panic,
all panic,
all feelings of being overwhelmed,
all feelings of being overwhelmed,
all stress,
all stress,
and demons,
and demons,
devils,
devils,
and evil
and
spirits
evil spirits,
flee from me
flee from me,
because I am submitted to God
because I'm submitted to God
and His word,
and His word,
and I can resist the devil
and I can resist the
and
devil,
he flees from me.
and he flees from
So
me.
sickness,
So sickness,
flee from me.
flee from me.
Fear,
Fear,
flee from
flee
me.
from me.
All challenges,
All challenges,
flee from
flee
me
from me.
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And everyone that agrees, says,
Amen.
Amen. Oh, and I have to add this part. And I also have
And I also have
God's sound mind.
God's sound mind.
And a calm,
calm,
well-disciplined,
well-disciplined,
self-controlled,
self-controlled,
sound mind,
sound mind,
free,
free
of confusion,
confusion,
free,
free
of mistakes,
mistakes,
free of errors,
free of errors,
free of memory loss,
free of memory loss,
free of recall challenges,
free of recall challenges,
free of cognitive functioning challenges,
free of cognitive functioning challenges,
and I have the mind of Christ,
and I have the mind of Christ,
and I thank you, Lord,
and I thank you, Lord,
that I'm led by the Spirit of God.
Well, led by the Spirit of God,
and everything I do is successful.
Everything I do is successful,
and God gives me victory,
and God gives me victory
in every area of my life,
in every area of my
in
life.
In Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name,
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, praise the Lord. Now we're going to go to our teaching.
Okay, praise the Lord. So, you know, Wednesday nights, it's called Overcomers Club. And our goal is to teach you to overcome the challenges that are coming for the end times. So we're going to start with prospering your soul, be in health. And the Word of God prospers your soul. Okay, let's be honest. There's nothing more valuable than the Word of God. When you get in the Word of God, it really blesses you, leads you, guides you in everything you need. So 3 John 1, 2, beloved, I wish that above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers, okay? So as we study the Word of God, we're prospering our soul. As we prosper our soul, we are in health and our soul, and we prosper financially as well. Now, Strong's Concordance, EOD, I guess, prosper, successful. So, number two, when you speak the Word of God, it becomes transformed by renewing your mind and your soul is prospering. Now, keep in mind, okay, that the devil attacks your mind. You must keep your mind renewed and on the Lord. That keeps your soul prospering. Matthew 8:8, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak only a word and my servant will be healed. This is tremendous faith. The centurion had the mind of Christ right there to know that all Jesus had to do is speak the word. Everybody else wanted Jesus to come and lay hands on him. This centurion was so full of faith, he knew just speak the word. Okay, Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, especially here in modern day, our minds are constantly bombarded by things that are not of God. We've probably grown up around TV and computer things and so forth, where they put a lot of things out there that are not godly. So we have to come against that. You know, we have to come against and renew our mind to prove what is good and acceptable, perfect will of God. Pastor Karen, read anything then?
Well, when the Strong's Concordance is talking about prosper, it also means successful. So if there are areas in your life that you find that are not bearing fruit the way you want it to, it's not being as successful as you need it to be. It could be your relationships, it could be your work, your business, your income. So we need to go back to the basics, like Pastor James says, and just like every baseball club at spring training, they all go back and they just work on batting, work on pitching, work on the basics. The coaches will look at how they're doing. Even those VIP players, the home run hitters, Every World Series isn't won by home run after home run. It's the base hits. You have to go base one, base two, base three, base four, get to home plate. And a lot of people just want to have everything happen all at once. I wish God would do that every single day. Just give us our suddenlies. But He wants us to grow our faith. And growing faith happens when you hear the word of God over and over and over. And when we have a challenge that stretches us and we have no choice but to use faith. So, in what area do you look at a challenge and say, where do I need to prosper my soul more in this area? If you're really super good at something, you don't need to work at that. You're doing a really good job there. We need to look at where we're weaker, and so God can make us stronger in those areas. So that's why we teach people to speak affirmations over ourselves, because that will help shore up where we're weak. We will continually grow in our faith as we hear the word of God, as we speak it out of our own mouth. And scientists have said that when we say something over ourselves, we believe it more than if someone else said it to us. Isn't that interesting? So we have to believe the word of God literally and take it for what it says. Otherwise, do I have like a spirit of doubt and belief that might come in and try to make me waver, that I'm going to have to, repent of that, confess it, repent, renounce, and break that off of myself? Because usually I will see, oh, wow, if the devil tries to bring a thought in your mind, oh, these things are going wrong, and you've been doing affirmation after affirmation after affirmation. Is it really working? I don't know if that's ever happened to you guys, but when someone's in a lot of pain or someone's going through a lot of challenges, those little thoughts come and try to attack us. And sometimes it has happened to me, and I'd have to say, oh, that's a lie of the devil. I'm not receiving that, because I am putting the word of God in that pipeline. And I know that God's word says that it performs what it is sent to do. So I have to stand in that faith. So it doesn't matter what it looks like, doesn't matter what it feels like, doesn't matter what it seems like. I am going to stand on the word of God, and I know you do too. And you know what's really good about coming into church services? We get to encourage ourselves in the word and in the Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, when God says that we don't conform to this world, we're not going to do things the world's way, but God has to transform us. He has to renew our mind. He has to show us new ways. If someone's having a financial challenge, it's probably because your soul needs to be restored. Your soul needs to prosper in some area in order for your health to come into manifestation, and your healing, and in order for your finances to increase. We always have to work on how do we prosper our soul more so we could prosper in our finances and prosper in our healing and health as well.
Okay, praise the Lord. God restores your soul when needed. When you're cast down, oh my soul, this is AMPC, Amplified Classic. And why are you disquieted with me? Hope in God, for I shall praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Psalm 71:23. I will shout and sing your praises, for all you are to me, Savior, lover of my soul. God restores my soul, leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Okay, let's take a look at this for a second here. The devil is very talented at what he does. He's attacking and bringing a lot of people down. A lot of people are challenged because of the current state of the economy, what's happening in Israel, the Ukraine, other things that's going around. There's challenge of fear set upon people. Now we just had that tremendous hurricane, and now we got the dock strike. It's like, I'm thinking, what else? Is inflation going to go up? My price go up? Because they're not making any more money and they're feeling challenged, be depressed. Here's the bottom line. When your soul prospers, it doesn't matter. When your soul is prospering with the word of God inside of it, you have hope in God. Okay. What do? You praise him. We have that first praise song going in today. Mm-hmm. We praise God. Why? Because praise stills the adventure. We praise God. As we praise God, it grows our hope in God and our countenance. And we just sing our praises to him.
Mm-hmm.
And as we sing our praises, he leads us in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. As he leads the paths of righteousness, he gives us all things we need. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Pastor Kim.
You know, when you praise God and it stops the avenger, it also stops the demons, devils, or evil spirits of confusion that are trying to lead you down the wrong path. So that way the Holy Spirit will be free to show you what is that path of righteousness? Where do you need to go? What is the wisdom of God that I need in this situation? And we need to pray for more wisdom, not more money. God, as we worship him, he inhabits the praises of his people. God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. His word is true and he's not a liar. But as we seek him and his wisdom, he will show us those paths. He will lead us in the right way when our soul is restored and not thinking of just money and provision and needs. Let's get back to worshiping the provider, not wanting the provision. Amen.
Jesus heals every area of your life. Okay. So he came to Nazareth where he'd been brought up. And as his custom was, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. He was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened up the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me, being Jesus, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recover sight to the blind, and set liberty to all those who are oppressed." Now, this encompasses about everything. Gospel to the poor, to give us hope. Heal the brokenhearted. Liberty captives and setting free. Recover his sight. We have to be able to see, not in the natural, but see by faith. We walk by faith, not by sight, but we have to see the finished product. We have to see the victory and set liberty for all oppressed. We are free. We've been set free from all those demonic chains and put upon us. And they keep trying to pull us down. Because of Jesus, we are set free. Pastor Ken.
You know, as Jesus heals every part of our life, we're going to allow him to do that tonight. Anybody tonight that is challenged to feel that there's lack, God wants to give you riches. He takes pleasure when you prosper. He became poor to make you rich. And that sometimes, when people go through financial challenges and lack, brings fear. And it sometimes brings discouragement because you've been working so hard. And sometimes when it's inflation, now there's dock worker strikes. They're saying that prices will go up even more because there'll be shortages. I mean, it's like the devil kicking someone when they're down. Times are getting tougher and tougher and tougher, and it's going to get even more and more like that. I mean, there'll come a time where they said that people will work for a slice of bread, a whole day's wages. Money will be thrown into the fire and have no value except for to kindle the fire. But God will always take care of us. God will meet your needs. And if by faith we believe that he has already met our needs, that God has already supplied according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. If he's already supplied, then I should be speaking, thank you, God, that you have supplied, and I am in glad expectation of my needs, that they have already been met. So I can't look at myself as challenged if I have anything financially. Poor people shouldn't look at themselves as poor, or they're always stay poor. You have to see yourself as who God made you to be. That we are co-heirs with Christ Jesus. What does that mean? Have you ever heard of someone getting an inheritance of a lot of wealth, and there was, you know, a family of them, and they were all co-heirs, and each of them got the same amount of portion of that wealthy estate, and they equally were able to receive that wealth? Well, God owns everything. You have a part of what he owns. It belongs to you too. So all you have to do is receive it. You're not poor. Jesus has made you rich. God has made you a co-heir, as adopted into his family. He always provides, and his arm is not too short. Let's not look at the glass as half empty, but half full. And God has filled up the rest. In heaven, we just need to see the shipment arrive. And Jesus heals the brokenhearted. Tonight, if any of you have ever been wounded in your heart by anybody, by any circumstances or challenges, and maybe you have forgiven, but maybe your heart is still wounded, then Jesus is healing that tonight. And we ask the Lord to complete that work in you right now, in Jesus' name. And physical hearts and spiritual hearts, to make you whole again and to heal any cardiovascular challenges, which are a parallel of what might have happened to your spiritual heart. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring our souls, healing the brokenhearted. We thank you for setting people free tonight of any fear, of any brokenheartedness, of any sickness, any challenges. There's nothing too great for God. And we speak to every mountain and tell it to move and be cast into the sea in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that recovery of sight to the blind, not just those that need to walk in faith, but in addition, people who have physical sight challenges in your eyes, your optical system, and your vision, any cataracts to be disintegrated, any challenges at all with your vision to be restored better than before. And it give us sight of God's wisdom, that we could see with the eye of faith as well, that which he's doing in our lives, and not get discouraged. Just like when Elijah had the servant's eyes opened, and when they were surrounded by the enemy, then they could see that the angel hosts of the armies of heaven were surrounding their enemy, and they did not have to fear, because that battle was won supernaturally by God. Your angels of God surround you. They are going forth to perform God's word on your behalf. Rest assured that they are doing it. And we thank God for the patience that we need and the faith to endure, so that with our faith and patience, we will receive those promises and rewards in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for setting at liberty those who are oppressed tonight. Every oppression of the devil, I bind you up in the name of Jesus. Every demon, devil, and evil spirit, you cannot affect anyone tonight. I thank you that the old things have passed away. We are not going to look back at the past any longer. We will not look behind us, but we look forward towards what God has for us in this new season, running towards the mark of our high calling, pressing forward in Jesus' name as the Holy Spirit strengthens us with God's Spirit and His might. And we thank you, Lord God, that nothing that we imagine to do will be withheld from us. And anything that is impossible, we believe it's possible with our God. And we thank you, Lord God, that tonight is a new season. We receive it because we're going from glory to the next level of glory in Jesus' name. And the Holy Spirit is doing an incredible work right now. Just raise your hands up and receive from Him as He's giving you a release of the past, setting you free, healing any brokenness in your heart. Thank you for showing everyone, Lord, that we are rich in Christ Jesus, that we seek God because we love Him, not because what we want from Him. And we do cherish you, Lord God. You are the treasure that we have always needed and wanted. You are everything that we need, and we give all the glory, the honor, and the praise to you right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, that you are ministering to each and every person right now. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're ministering to each and every person. Thank you, Lord, that you are prospering their souls to show them that they are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. They are not below or underneath. They are above all challenges and seated high, 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 far, far, far above all circumstances and challenges, and seated in high places with Christ Jesus. They already have been given the victory in Jesus' name, and that we have that glad expectation of the total completion and culmination and seeing it with our hands, because we believe we already have received it by faith in Jesus' name. Now we release to you, God, all the fears. We release to you all the anxiety. We release to you all the panic. We release to you all the fears of every single challenge, and we receive from you that peace of God that passes all understanding. Thank you for restoring our soul. Thank you for renewing our mind. Thank you for setting us free and touching our hearts right now. We thank you, Lord. We worship you. Let's just worship Him. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord.
Worship you, Lord.
We worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. We worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. We worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. We worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. We worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. And those that have been so weary, you've been doing so much, God is refreshing you right now, refreshing you, restoring back to you your energy, your stamina, and your joy, that oil of joy for mourning or grief or loss of anything. And grief, sometimes people think, is just when someone has passed away and you're grieving their passing and missing them. But there could be people also that are grieving things that they used to be able to do, used to be, to have, even in relationships, that it's not the way it used to be. So God is giving you that joy for the mourning of anything that you felt that is different and changed. And God is helping you to move forward. And we ask God to give you better than before, that what the devil meant for bad, God is turning that around for good right now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Let's just praise the Lord. We praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. We praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. We praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. We praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. We praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. And now we're just going to soak in the presence of the Lord, and let's just see how the Lord ministers to each and every one.
Sure. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I did some research today on the shofar and what they do for Rosh Hashanah. And it's a long blast, 3 medium blasts, 9 short blasts, and a long blast. I'm going to do that in a minute here. But first, I just want to say a prophecy. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, praise and glorify you. I feel led of the Spirit to decree in the name of Jesus that this is the turnaround season for everybody affiliated here tonight, that they are going to receive the blessings bestowed upon them by you, Lord. The windows of heaven are open and going to pour out blessings they cannot contain. The windows of heaven are open. They're going to be getting their 30, 60, 100-fold returns. And more importantly, or just as importantly, all the spoils of the wealth transfer are going to come into their hands so that they can use it to glorify you, Lord. Just bless them all with this right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that this is the season. You've told us to set the season up right now for this. This is what you want us to receive right now. We receive it gratefully in Jesus' name. As we do this, we walk in forgiveness for anybody that's ever offended us in any way, shape, or form, and also any self-forgiveness challenges we're dealing with. Doesn't matter what we did wrong in the past. What matters is that we're here now with the Lord, and that He is with us, and He is blessing us right now. And that's all that matters in Jesus' name. Glory to your holy name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. Okay.
Really good so far, blowing Pastor James. And let's all unmute ourselves and give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. You have your hands up. Anybody felt a break in the spirit? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Something broke over everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There was a great release. Hallelujah. Wow. Wow. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. And so put a number one in the chat if you received something special for your new season in glory tonight. Anybody receive something special from the Lord tonight? Josephine says her hands are on fire. Praise you, Jesus. Praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Did anybody receive a healing? Physical healing? Anybody receive physical healing? Somebody got some direct messages from the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. It's an exciting night.
Very much so. Does Josephine have something to say? Josephine, do you have something to say?
I feel a shifting I sense fire, just fire. It's just so hot. It's just like I can't even explain it. My hands are red and they're on fire, but I feel a shift, a release.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. We receive that in the name of Jesus. Anybody else receive anything? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Jesus. Peter?
Pastor Matthew, did you receive something?
No, I'm okay. I'm good.
Okay. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hey, Peter, do you receive something?
Yes, I just felt from the very early part of this service on, just with the music, beginning with the music and continuing on, continuing through your teaching all the way through, I felt like this was a special night.
Thank you.
That special touch of the Holy Spirit. And I felt like it wasn't just for me, it was for all of us.
You're exactly right.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, you're exactly right. The Lord showed Pastor James it was going to be a very special night tonight. And that was a confirmation. Thank you, Lord, for showing Peter and other people that confirmation in Jesus' name. Thanks for sharing, Peter. Perfect. Annie, can you share what you got from the Lord? I believe that's for everybody.
I got a peace that surpasses all understanding. And I just got the words, it's going to be okay.
I think that means a lot to a lot of people. It's going to be okay. And you know, the Lord gave me a very similar word as well. He said to me, it's all going to be all right. Amen.
Praise God.
We received that in Jesus' name. Okay. Anybody great. Else want to share what the Lord gave you? Gwen? You should be able to mute yourself.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
I did. Yeah, I said I wasn't going to say it, but Andy mentioned it, and then you said it right behind her, and I had that same sense that God was telling us, it's going to be okay. You know, I've got you. Don't worry. Regardless of how it looks around us, as long as we stay close to him, he's got us, and not to worry.
Amen. Yeah, I received that. Amen. Thanks for sharing that. That's another confirmation. Praise the Lord.
Okay, Sharon Crane.
Make that four confirmations.
I love it.
Great.
I had her talk to me today just as clear as the bell. And he said, everything is going to be okay. And I said to him, that's what my mom always said.
And
all day long, I just kept repeating, we will not fear, we will not be dismayed, for the Lord our God is with us wherever we go.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you
for sharing. Awesome.
Okay.
Anybody else have something to share?
Hey, Doc.
Denise, go ahead.
I felt tonight a really strong anointing. As a matter of fact, I'm still feeling the anointing and a release of, it's like bondage and pressure that I have felt on me for a long time. And I just felt it releasing tonight.
Thank you, God.
Man, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
that
you.
Means so much to hear that.
Praise
it
you,
really
Lord.
Does. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Amen.
Renee, do you have something to say?
That's awesome, Denise. Thank you for sharing.
Yes.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes, okay, Josephine, you got something else to say?
I am. In the mirror and to say goodbye to that person that you see. It doesn't matter where you are, you're not going to be that person ever again. So today is saying goodbye to who you were, because God's about to reintroduce us.
Hallelujah. From glory to glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
Wow.
Amen. 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 Thank you for sharing. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll do communion then.
And
I'll leave. Let's do an Our Sinner's Prayer for quick guesses.
Okay.
So repeat after me, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1, 9.
According to 1 John 1, 9.
Okay, Peter, I think you're supposed to do the body tonight.
Okay, you can unmute.
I come against these technical challenges right now. And was what the guy problems all in Jesus' name.
Right. Yeah. There you go, Peter.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Lord, for
doing the bread. I have forgotten. I'm sorry who's doing the blood, but whoever is doing it knows it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just go ahead, Peter.
They know. It's Sharon Crane.
We got it covered.
The first three gospel writers all said basically, as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. Then Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:23, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread.
Okay, I commend this program on Jesus' name.
This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. So, Lord, we receive the bread. We eat your body now with deep thanksgiving and gratitude.
We agree and we receive. In Jesus' name, thank you, Peter. That was a great job. And Sharon Crane?
In the same way, after supper, Jesus also took the cup and said, this cup is the new covenant established by my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And because the life is in the blood, as we drink this blood of Jesus, the life of God in the blood floods every cell, organ, system, function, tissue, gland, nerve, every artery and vein, and all the empty spaces in our bodies and heads, driving out all demons, devils, evil spirits, sickness, diseases, and infirmities from us. Every harmful negative side effects. And we declare that we have been set free by the blood of Jesus, whose we are and whom we serve. And he has washed every one of our sins away, past, present, and future, into the sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered again. And with his precious life blood, he has washed us white as snow and white as wool. And as you hung on the tree, Lord Jesus, you became a curse for us and broke the law of sin and death over us. Lord Jesus, you gifted us with your righteousness when we first believed upon you. You reconciled us to our Father, to you, and to Holy Spirit. And we declare as it is written, he or she whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And we thank you for the new and everlasting covenant. In Jesus' name, amen. And we agree, believe, and receive, and partake now this cup of Zoe life into our bodies in loving remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Agree and receive in Jesus' name.
Fantastic. Let's do our 20 affirmations. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Thanks, Sharon. Did a great job.
Yes, fantastic. Ready?
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Wow.
Okay. Do you want to ask anybody else to do the...
Sure. Any volunteers for communion for next week? Don't be shy. Okay, Denise, would you do the body? Oh, Pastor Matthew, he's offering?
Oh, great.
Great, all right. Okay, well, Pastor Matthew, will you do the body then, please? And Denise, will you do the blood, please?
Yes.
Okay, thank you
so much. Okay, let's close in prayer then. Well, anytime is going to be special. This is fantastic. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We thank you for this wonderful, wonderful day, this day of breakthrough for people. As some people felt the peace, they felt the fact that everything's going to be okay. They felt free and liberty. We thank you for all that. We also thank you for the wealth transfer that's coming to everybody in Jesus' name.
That has come.
You're right. That has come already for everybody in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that everybody today has a sweet, deep sleep uninterrupted in Jesus' name. And a fantastic Ephesians 3:20 rest of the week in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, well, this concludes our service. And we look forward to seeing you at Friday, first Friday monthly book club. 5:33 p.m. We're now having session one. It's not just a question and answer. We're going to be doing chapter 10 at 5:33 p.m. and chapter 11 at 6:33 p.m. Because next month, the first Friday in November, will be our last chapter of the year. And December, we're going to take a break. And we're going to start back on the first Friday of January 2025. With some advanced teaching. So it's going to be very exciting. So we don't want you to miss it all. Okay. And we love you and see you Sunday morning. It's going to be another wonderful service. And we look forward to seeing all of you there in Jesus' name.